Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast,
nope.
A special edition.
Nullcast, more like Nullcast.
More like Nullcast.
Nope, there's already one of those two.
There is? Oh. So you know what? Because we are doing Florida State tonight, and I guess because you got to talk about the neighbors a little bit, we got to do the ACC Atlantic.
Welcome to the Null Hole.
Null Hole. Our pastor listens to this.
All the Null news for all your holes.
Seminoles don't have pastors. There are no churches in FSU.
Well, that's what the horse is. We worship that horse.
Listen, the name of the program is Talking About the Knolls.
Talking About the Knolls!
Horse told me I don't have to answer any questions.
Because what we do here is very simple, straightforward. It's right on the name, right on the business card, on the label. When you go to Publix and buy a 6-pack of podcasts, it's right on the outside of it. What do they do here? They talk about the Knolls.
Maybe you walk out of Publix with your 6-pack of podcasts. Who's to say?
Maybe someone hands you a podcast under the table at Publix and you leave with it.
That's not a crime, by the way.
Perfectly normal. We've all got friends, and friends do us favors.
All of our friends work at Publix.
If that's a crime, I guess soup kitchens are criminal dens. Sounds like it.
You know what a soup kitchen is? Kroger.
That's right. It's nothing as magnificent as the good friends we've made through the years as Knoll fans at Publix. Remember, if somebody gives you something for free, it's a gift.
Also, it's spelled right.
Correct. Now, I will introduce myself. I am alternate universe Spencer Hall. I am the one who attended Florida State University after my SAT scores were slightly lower than the other universe of Spencer Hall. So I had to go to Florida State. Admission was already guaranteed, though, thanks to an accident I suffered at Adventure Island in fourth grade, where I was unconscious for 4 minutes.
Legally dead. And you know what? Couldn't be stopped. Unconquered by death.
That's right. Unconquered by a water slide, Adventure Island, and a nasty concussion suffered when my overweight fourth grade self flipped upside down and banged my head on the bottom of the dragon's tail. That's right. As part of the settlement, I was admitted to Florida State University. And you know what? That made all the difference because it allowed me to be with you here tonight talking about the Knolls. Joining me.
In the Knoll Hole.
No. Pastor Horse is listening to this. Renegade.
Good night, everybody.
Remember, Jesus was the original renegade. And he was a horse, too.
That's true.
Bojack Horseman, also about Florida State football. Entire show. That's why it's so good.
Bojack Horseman is critically acclaimed.
That's right. Just like Florida State football. Who else we got on the podcast tonight?
Hi, my name's Jason. I'm also a clone of Bud Elliott. My name is spelled B-U-U-D. And tonight, at any point, if I get stumped, I'm just going to Google and figure out what Bud would say and then just repeat that, which is basically, like, it's funny when you interact with FSU fans, and, like, if you're around Bud a lot, you see a lot of, like, copy of whatever Bud said, like, 4 days ago. Like, he really is, like, anything that issues forth from the pulpit of Bud Elliott, you're going to hear it recycled for the next month from FSU fans.
He's the greenest graven idol.
You're saying he's the center of the tribe mind.
Yeah. He's the Tallahassee Pope.
Pope of Leon County. do we have a Ryan Nanny variant somewhere on this podcast?
Yeah, I prefer you call me by my Christian name, Tud Elliott. It's because it's got a TD in it.
Oh, that's you don't hang out with Jeff Bowden very often.
I hate that motherfucker.
No, he's still on Xbox.
Still on Xbox. Jeff Bowden, still on Xbox.
I've never told a joke about Jeff Bowden on this podcast.
Jeff Bowden's still trying to figure out how to hook up a GameCube. Where do the batteries go?
Daddy!
Tommy keeps hitting me!
This is, I guess if we're talking Jeff Bowden, like, seriously, people do not believe us when we talk about things on this podcast and say we are not telling a joke. We've never told a joke on this podcast, so if we talk about somebody, it's the absolute truth.
Oh, Jeffy.
Yeah. Maybe when you talk about guys who've actually played a lot of video games while coaching football, it's a short list that I know of.
Wait, are we then entering a new golden age of Jeffy Bowden, whereby his Fortnite acumen rockets him to stardom?
It's possible. It would really increase your recruiting if you were... I don't know. Would it really help your recruiting if you were super good at Fortnite? Or do you just want to be good enough to know what you're doing?
No, I'm saying that Jeff doesn't make that distinction because he's not smart.
Well, okay. How dare you say that about esteemed scholar, Dr. Jeff?
So like the shrewd coach would be sure to get to the final two in order to spend the maximum possible amount of time with the prospective student athlete, but then you let the player win, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas Jeff is just like, huh? No. Why would I do that?
I think Nick Saban would be immensely frustrated by playing Fortnite because there's a limited number of players.
I don't know. The number keeps going down. He seems to like when that happens.
Yeah, there's that. Also, he would just be building. He'd just be building.
Start
forts.
With 100 players, and you got to whittle it down. I got this.
We're just building forts. That's it, Nick. You have to pick up a gun.
Got
no,
some facility
forts.
Upgrades going on.
More
doing
facility.
It while shooting people.
More resources.
No, this is fine. I'm from West Virginia. They dropped me in a forest, and I chopped it down, built stuff with it. This is great.
They chopped it down, and I built the sheets.
I made a football stadium out of a dilapidated gas station.
Oh, that's a Wawa, man.
I'll beat your ass to death with a pepperoni roll.
Why can't you make a sheets in this game?
All right, let me preface this. Spencer, Ryan, and Jason are not exactly like the hardest hitting names, but I feel like when Bobby Bowden was naming his sons, he did so specifically to be like, oh, what can I name them so they'll never get drafted by the Army? Tommy, Terry, and Jeff. Just the, like, oh, man, the cuddliest, softest names possible. Three Care Bear names right there. Just adorable.
It's kind of a power move over your own sons, right? Like, you know, like, dadgum, someday I'm going to have to face these dadgum kids in the ACC game. You know, dadgum sure want to beat them, so...
I'm going to give him a lifetime of being called Terry.
One of them name is...
You're literally named after a cloth. You're literally named after a cloth.
I mean, nobody in the history of humanity has ever looked through the, you know, swinging doors of a roadhouse and gone, oh, shit, it's Jeff!
Oh, Jeff! Run for it! It's Jeff!
God damn, y'all!
That's part of what makes Terry's success at Akron so remarkable.
Oh, yeah!
Like, to see succeed in all that time in Akron with Akron-based football resources while also being named Terry?
Yeah. I mean, really, like, Terry Crews has really brought up the profile of the, you know, name Terry generally.
But look how big he had to get to do that.
That's true. Like,
he had to become a fucking superhero for us to be like, okay, Terry's a good name.
Hey, no, I have I got some intel from Bud Elliott on Jeff Bowden. This is a tweet from October 2017. The original is, the Bears just got a delay of game after calling a timeout to avoid a delay of game. Bud says, Jeff Bowden smiles.
Thank you, Bud. Always present. Always present.
But yeah, going back to that, Terry Crews, think about it. He didn't just have to become huge. It was like, he's a Terry. So I'll be in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I'll be an actual artist who's good enough to sell my paintings to my teammates, and that's how I actually make money on top of my NFL salary. I'll be bigger than Jesus physically. I will become a gifted comic actor, right? And that's what I had to do in order to become a successful Terry. He went like three or four times over what anyone else would have to do with a name not Terry.
What's the greatest thing Terry Bowden ever did?
Greatest thing Terry Bowden ever did. I think, was he the last SEC coach to wear a tie on the sidelines regularly?
That feels right. We might be missing somebody in there, but that feels on point. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the last one I remember wearing a tie regularly. It was like him and Gene Stallings. And even then, sometimes Gene would go,
it's a hot day out there. I gotta just come out in my warm ups. I'm just gonna be out there in my warm ups, grilling on the sideline.
Gene Stallings, when I do him, by the way, very old Matthew McConaughey. That's all he is.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine. The other thing that about Florida State this year that cracks me up is that this is a Willie Taggart year, right? Willie Taggart year one. Y'all familiar with Willie Taggart year one?
I consider it year two, really. I think we just loaned him to Oregon for a little bit of, you know, to just sort of let it mellow, let him age appropriately. I consider that a Florida State year, really.
Yeah, and our players were definitely paying attention to Oregon, soaking up that playbook, because they sure weren't paying attention to Jimbo.
Yeah, I consider Oregon's wins last year our wins.
I think that's fair, more than fair. And I would also caution everybody, you know, there's those shows that you, this is me in Florida State mode, those shows you watch with your wife.
Spending times with loved ones.
Those women shows like Fixer Upper, where I definitely haven't taken delight in watching them hang barn doors on every single home project they've ever tackled. No, I don't pay attention to that.
I just didn't wait by my phone for to get Knowles news from TomahawkNation.com text alerts.
That's right. The tribe mind just feeding it directly into my brain.
I actually have ticker tape set up so Bud can just be constantly.
So let me tell you what year one is going to be. And I think you just need to accept it, wait for it, and just put it in your heart. Just let it sit there. It's when Chip goes demo day. It's demo day. All right. We're going to have to figure a few things out. Might have to take down a couple of walls. Year one, it's demo day. You're going to get a beautiful 4-3 where once a 3-2 ranch stood with awful linoleum. Okay?
And let's not forget linoleum. Let's not forget who put that linoleum in. Let's not forget who is responsible for that tacky choice.
I mean, our defense was bad last year, but I wouldn't call it a 3-2.
That's no, 3-2, that's a Florida score right there. That's right.
On a good day.
That's right. Avoided that shutout, boys. Well done. That's actually a pretty good burn that we scored a safety to do that.
Yeah, y'all talking shit about Florida. This character should be very easy for you.
No, there's absolutely no effort whatsoever.
If you just missed the first minute of this podcast, it'll be indistinguishable to you from regular edition.
What? How long do you think we've been recording?
Right, the first minute was when we explained it.
Oh, I see. I thought you thought we'd only been recording for a minute, and I was like, oh God, Jason's in the garage and the car is running.
Listen, man, I'm just so sick of Jimbo getting Jimbo's tempo. I don't even know how time works anymore. Old Jimbo spending 3 minutes at the line of scrimmage.
Slowing it down. Just wants everybody to know how smart he is, how rich he is. Embarrassing.
I'm on that Willie Taggart speed now. That's right. I've been recording for an hour. I don't know about y'all.
This is our third podcast of the night. Catch up.
That's right. This is a no huddle podcast now. We don't move at slow aristocratic speed like Jimbo. Went to Texas to get rich. How original.
That's fine. I don't miss him. I wish him well. I hope he can, you know, find what was missing. You know, not going to have any Florida players lurking around his family at Texas A&M. So he's got that going for him.
That's meaner than what I was.
All right,
say.
This is an FSU podcast now for real.
I was just about to take this in the direction about how other people close to him have found their own happiness in the SEC. Oh no, I support her in this. To be absolutely
clear. Don't. Listen.
It was the lawyer who opened this can.
That is true.
Listen, all it proves is that Florida's easy to score against. Nothing wrong with that.
He's still okay?
Ryan's on this podcast, and that means we all have diplomatic immunity.
That's right. You come serve us papers in Nolzylvania.
Pastor my attorney Horse. Made those jokes, not me.
That's it. I want to know the first this is the thing I want to know.
Don't
about.
Change the subject.
I'm trying to desperately. I'm the only one trying to steer. I'm only one trying to put this train back on one track, much less two.
Anyway, back to the knoll hole.
Back to the. We should continue to the talking about the knolls.
What about the knoll huddle?
The knoll. Damn it!
Damn.
The grassy knoll.
That's good. Except a grassy knoll. That's like Bud's Lawn Care podcast.
The Knoller Express.
I would pay pay-per-view dollars for Bud's Lawn Care show.
Can we get Bud Elliott talking about lawn care and mowing his yard on Twitch? Can we just do that? Stream lawn care.
I would stage dinner parties with a flat screen at one end of the table around this.
He's got a GoPro on the front of the mower just screaming into a microphone.
God damn it, Zoysia!
Rattling off facts about how much Miami sucked for between 2006 and 2016.
Yeah, because too much Zoysia.
I'm gonna have to buy the name Yard Barker because that's what this is.
Wow.
Woo! Yeah.
You know, the awful thing about this is all spur of the moment, so I know you weren't even saving that.
Nope. Oh, please. You think I save it?
No, he planned that. Being. He planned that just for this exact scenario.
Who would carefully preserve these jokes weeks or days ahead? Oh, let's craft. Oh, this will be good. Are you kidding me? All of this is garbage. All of this is spoiled food that I'm feeding everyone else.
Go Gators.
You know who's also feeding everyone else? Florida State. Mm-hmm. Feeding them elves. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right.
That ACC bowl money, it's all ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
We go to the good bowls, like the independents.
I mean, just
Knowles.
What was the rap on? What was the knock on the ACC for years? Unbalanced conference. Didn't have.
Doesn't know where the ocean is.
Knows that the ocean exists though, and is willing to look in multiple directions for it. Can think of two words that describe the ocean: Atlantic and coastal.
You know of an entire ocean.
If we ever have to open up a third division, we will call it sand in your crotch.
Water.
No, it should have been. The third division is conference.
Oh, wait. No, we already got the swamp crotch division. It's the Sun Belt.
Yeah. I think they should have just had water. The water division.
Sure.
The Atlantic. Coastal.
Put Pitt in the water.
Yeah, put that's it.
Pitt. No, not after midnight. That's how you get. No. That's how they get you.
I got a here's a good question from a fellow Noel, Danny from the block on Twitter. Cone Papa's Polls is the handle. Figure that one out. Is Louisville more Atlantic or coastal, and why? Ooh.
I have thoughts on this, but I'm willing to cede the microphone.
All right, so I'm first on the depth chart here.
Yeah.
So I'll try not to get
leave changed. Leave some reps for the rest of us though.
Please.
I Louisville, of course, is in the Atlantic. Everyone knows this. ACC's divisions are actually very easy to remember, despite the fun joke about how hard they are to remember. Everyone knows which team is on which side in the ACC. Mm-hmm. Except no one knows where Miami is because they were put in the division that we aren't in, so that we wouldn't play each other in ACC title game. All the time, and they only made it once and lost 0-1 all time ACC title game. Most important fact about the ACC. I feel like Louisville is more of a coastal program, but that's only because they never actually win anything. And like the coastals teams, like your Virginia Tech, okay, you lost a lot of BCS bowls, Georgia Tech, you lost the BCS bowl. The rest of you is just NCAA sanctions and so forth. So, like, Louisville, hey, NCAA sanctions. That's a good spot for Louisville. I feel like the ACC should go for more of a relegation model. If you win the Coastal, you jump up to the Atlantic. It's the one with Florida State in it, which has a recent national title, much more recent than Miami's. And also Clemson. Clemson also has a national
title. Well, the Coastal is Castlevania when you play it the first time. And then when it turns upside down, that's the Atlantic.
It's the upside down.
Because in the upside down, there's a big monster who'll come through your wall.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Johnson.
No, he's in the coastal.
No, dang it.
I hate this conference.
Like the Upside Down. He would call that bullshit.
I don't know. There's nobody there.
He might not.
It's quiet.
Everything's finally dark, quiet, scary.
Finally, I could be at peace with my thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, you're a monster. Cool. How original.
This is pretty great.
You're a monster who likes to eat other people. You know what? I think we got a lot in common.
You know who I worked for?
Yeah. I don't have to wear pants in the Upside Down.
The by the way, Syracuse in that deal, hanging by their fingertips for relegation. Syracuse in this case, if we institute Atlantic to Coastal relegation, Syracuse is Blackpool. They're Stoke City, which actually this plays because the ACC is actually like I think the conference that's most like EPL. In that the smallest
just lost every Florida State fan. So yeah, man. Can say yeah, man.
I I'm in a, no, and I'm out a, of character. In and out of character. I got no idea. So what you're out of character.
God, I'm sorry. Soccer sucks. There.
Thank you.
Louisville is more coastal because Bobby Petrino will always pick the term that is least descriptive when asked for his location. Atlantic, that narrows it down a little bit. Coastal, I mean, that could be so many places.
Like, because he's trying to throw folks off his trail?
Yes, yes. Bobby, where are you? I'm coastal.
I'm by the coast. Oh, Bobby, which coast are you by?
The yes. Atlantic. Yes.
There's which... so much water.
These voices get more upsetting.
I know, it's so bad.
And now I have
I'm just turning him into Peter Lorre.
Master, the plan. Just...
The key to a good Bobby Petrino impression is like you have to feel ashamed as you're doing it. You have to think
gone
like,
from
like, oh, I
it's
took
gone
this
from
too far.
White noise machine to Igor,
but also a little masturbatory. You have to be a little horny and ashamed. your shame is making you horny, essentially.
And like you're like rubbing pizza on yourself.
I was gonna say, speaking of Papa John.
Yeah, speaking of yeah. A little garlic butter in there.
Ah. Garlic butter.
I do like the idea of Bobby Petrino looking
garlic butter.
I do like the idea of Bobby Petrino looking at something on his phone, like looking up something on like Google, and it's saying, "Can Google use your location?" And him throwing his phone immediately.
I don't know what's Google wearing.
I've been burned before.
I would argue Louisville's on the water. It's coastal. So I'm just going to go there. Let's go.
That's pretty smart. Damn, that's an FSU education. Right there.
Wait, hey, listen. You know what Leon County is when you rearrange the letters? Do it.
Leon County.
Yeah. Well, when you realize Leon.
County Leon.
One L, number of times we lost to Miami that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zero. Number of national championships Miami has since the stakes matter.
Count.
Yeah. No!
Elyon.
No!
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to get a license plate that says all that.
Hell yeah. Love to talk about Knowles and Leon. Who's Leon? He sounds cool.
Leon, first guy to live there. Just moved in. What's his name?
like the feudal lord. Count Leon.
Leon.
I would buy that. I would buy that there were like a bunch of Spanish conquistadors. And, you know, looking for gold or the Fountain of Youth or something. One of them named Leon was just like, I'm just going to stop here. I'm good. Y'all go on. I'm good. I'm just going to stay here.
You know what? It actually is named after Ponce de Leon, right? I'm just making that up. I don't actually know. It was probably named after a guy named Leon who owned a gas station there. But I'm going to just say it was named after Ponce de Leon. And you know what Ponce de Leon was looking for? The Fountain of Youth. You know where he found it? Tallahassee.
Willie
as
Taggart.
In talent. Yeah, Willie Taggart, as in talent, as in recruiting.
Mm-hmm. Playing lots of freshmen.
Willie Taggart, 18 years old.
That's right. He's 18. True. Have you ever seen What We Do in the Shadows, where they're all vampires and like Jermaine Clements? Like,
why do you keep going with references Noel fans won't get? Come on.
We have an excellent film program, movie, so. Ryan. An excellent film program. Did you not know
what's,
this?
What's a vampire movie that Noel fans would know?
Twilight.
Noel fans have exquisite film knowledge. Twilight, because of our outstanding
my girlfriend.
Yeah, my wife made me watch that on our
own. My wife made me watch Twilight.
We do agree with Spencer. They do have a great film program.
They do. See, we do have a great film program at Florida State.
We do have
an amazing film program. So, you know, while our taste may be more, I don't know, closer to the everyman across the board, in film, we have a more Catholic, open, a universal taste in what we like.
I got my master's in Walker, Texas Ranger.
What? Now we're talking A&M? Is that why Jimbo went there?
I don't know why anyone would ever need to talk about them.
Yeah. Walker's right, coward.
What vampire movies would Florida State fans enjoy? The original Nosferatu? Come on. After Dark? Huh? Yeah.
Are you just going to name vampire movies for next? Because
we got Range. The actual answer is Blade. If you
really know what, no, the actual answer is Blade 2.
The actual answer is Van Helsing.
Van Helsing? That movie's awesome.
I love his hair.
That and Blade. Be like, Wesley Snipes is awesome in that movie. Taxation is theft. We got another question?
You distracted me because now I'm thinking about Blade lining up a quarterback for Florida.
That's
State.
Right. Now you're thinking about how awesome Blade is. That's
I'm
what
get,
happens
I'm
when get, you
I'm
talk about Blade.
I'm going to get me a jersey that says Blade.
You know what? I'm going to commit to Florida State, but you got to make me a deal, Willie. What's that? My jersey says Blade.
It's the only franchise that keeps giving you baby names. Blade, Blade 2, and Trinity.
That's right. And you know what I get to do? I get to play with a katana. On my back. I'm not going to take it out on the field. I'm not an idiot. I just want to play with a katana on my back. And Willie Taggart's like, yeah. And you know what Dan Mullen's doing? He's going, hey, you like Dracula? That's why Willie's going to out-recruit him.
Dan Mullen's favorite vampire movie is Dracula Dead and loving it.
That, undoubtedly.
Yep. Sorry.
Heels. Uncultured heels.
All right. This question comes from number one Uncle Cracker fan at Butt Pocket.
Go no
100% real. God, I can't believe Butt Pocket was taken. Shit. Please just make sure everyone knows that Clemson isn't a threat to FSU's dominance. Not I'm astonished you even thought that was a possibility. I mean,
I'm kind of insulted by the premise of this question, to tell you the truth.
Sure. I mean, I appreciate. Listen, when you look around the ACC, when you see that other teams have done their job, and that is to put quality wins on Florida State's schedule. Now, it's up to Florida State to harvest those wins, but we are the farmer, and they are the wheat. And that's all Clemson is at this point. You know, they are the fatted calf, and whew, they're fat as hell. You seen that defensive line? That's a lot of beef. But it's just time for Florida State to have some barbecue. That's all, really. And, you know, Tallahassee, of course. Greatest city in the world for barbecue.
World's capital of barbecue.
Hey, we're closer to the source because you know what state produces more beef cattle?
The ocean.
Than all but one. All but one in the nation. That's right.
That's a manatee, Ryan.
Yeah, that's manatee's beef?
Yeah, it's got beef in it.
Tuna's the original cow. Look it up.
Crack you open a manatee.
That's right.
Listen, man, when the ocean keeps flooding, you're gonna wanna have fish barbecue, right?
That's right. Come on over. We'll put a manatee in the ground. It'll be good.
Absolutely. I'll barbecue a mermaid. They're not people. It's not a crime.
Are they American citizens? I'm sorry. I don't care.
And they're women.
They're border jumpers.
That's all I need to do is protect the borders by barbecuing a manatee. That's all I'm saying. Donald Trump, help me out.
Hey, a border, that's kind of like a coast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Protect the coastal. That's all we do.
That's right.
See? Are you going to be that internationalist cabal of teams in the Atlantic, stretching willy-nilly from one continent to the other? Or are you going to draw a line in the sand and join the coastal?
Well, we're in the Atlantic.
Doesn't matter. I was on a roll.
Yeah, we're going to win both of them.
That's right. Doesn't matter. We're a sleeper cell. I have a question that I want to address. I know we're not going to talk about the past, but I do think it's about time because we can finally discuss the real truth behind this. This is from @Matthew_Flair. It's less a question than a request. It's time to talk about, quote, Slim Jimbo, unquote, from Jimbo Fisher's Wikipedia page. And he highlights the following text, which I had not read before. Fisher earned the nickname Slim Jimbo because of his affinity for meat snacks.
Slimbo.
That's so much tidier, isn't it? Like, that's so much easier. He has mentioned in numerous interviews that he wishes to launch an organic jerky company after he retires from coaching. The company would feature jerky made from animals native to both the Deep South and his native West Virginia, such as alligator, muskrat,
revenuers.
That is the next one. And wild boar.
Isn't jerky just taking a 5-star and somehow coaching him so he only ends up a like 6th round draft pick? Isn't that all that is? Isn't jerky just taking premium talent?
But people still pay for that jerky, don't they?
Rumoredly. I don't have to. What are you, cop?
I mean, I think he's killed enough gators. He's got a supply.
Damn. You know it.
I have 2 points. If I were a Florida fan, I would have 2 points to rebut that. That's it.
Got them both at once, too.
Got them both at once. Yeah, apparently this is in his Wikipedia page. So it has to be true. Standards might not meet scrutiny. But yeah, you know what? Muskrat jerky, I'm down with it. That's fine. Florida State, listen, the trash we have to eat for most of the season, playing the pitiful schedule that we play, which is really hard. Remember, our schedule is both very hard and it's against trash. Our conference, they're all garbage. All of them are garbage. Yeah,
it's a lot like Florida students hooking up.
That's right.
I think this is another example of a thing where, like, Bud has pretty much single-handedly changed the internet narrative. Because, like, it was like, oh, the ACC is garbage. They don't deserve us. And now it's like, ACC, deepest conference in the land.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but remember.
You might see 13 teams making bowls, except Miami.
Rose to the challenge. I mean, basically, you look at it, we're Superman, and the rest of the conference is all the other stupid DC superheroes. Like, did they have to rise to a challenge because of us? Absolutely. Are we in this together? Yes. Could we kill them all with our heat laser eyes? 100%. 100%.
I don't know. I think we're Batman. We got the plan to kill them all. You know? Like, Batman's always got, like, the spreadsheet full of, like, ideas on how to kill Superman.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing pants. I'm not doing that.
I think Miami's 100% Batman because his biggest enemy would be the IRS, right?
No, Miami's definitely the Joker because it's always like, yeah, you really went into a lot of effort for this costume and you're just waving a gun around for no reason.
Yeah.
And you kind of like fighting more than winning. It's unclear what your goal is here, Miami Joker.
Also, like, if you had, like, 100 ACC fans in a room and you just said the words, Miami's like the Joker, every Miami fan is like, fuck yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. We're twisted. We're sick. And if you ask them all...
These are all the people who put random and sarcastic in their Twitter bios.
Yeah, like, if you ask Miami fans, like, which Joker? They would say, like...
Jared Leto!
Yeah! Suicide Squad was awesome!
We put the U in Suicide! And squad. Took me a minute.
That was good. Virginia Tech would not claim a superhero. They would be just like, why would you?
No, they're too busy like actually building bunkers.
Yeah, that's exactly. Comic books, those don't go in the hole.
They're kindling,
that's right. We won't need comic books in the future. Our future. But yeah, apparently this is something that's actually true. That Jimbo wants to run a jerky company, which, you know.
It's sweet that he's still pretending he's going to have a job after this one. Why would you work with that much money?
Love of jerky. Just love jerky.
That would be the best explanation for why he left. Not some really well-written and researched deep piece written by Andy Staples on how it happened. It would be, well, A&M's got a great meat program. And I need a lot of seed money to start this thing. Because muskrat ain't cheap.
Assistant coach just kept trying to go in his office and he had just like strips of salted dried meat. Get out of here! You're going to let the flies in!
That's it. He's like, I need a lot of seed money. And A&M would build me the biggest basement I'd ever had. Just curing as far as the eye can see.
Can you imagine if in that interview with A&M, Jimbo's like, All right, I'm gonna put them to test. I'm gonna ask them about their meats. I'm gonna ask them if their meat's high quality enough. So tell me about your meats. Aggies are just like, oh, we got him. We got him now.
Little hearts in one eye and dollar signs in the other.
They're sitting there like, I don't know. I don't know if we can land a big fish like Jimbo. But then he said, meats.
When did you know he was the one?
Probably when we were discussing field cleaning. Mm.
So speaking of meat, I have a two-part question I'd like to address. From fellow Null Dak Moyer on Twitter. How many Publix chicken tenders can you consume in one sitting before it becomes bad for your health?
Oh, man. Tud's going to go ahead and put on his legal hat here because the answer may surprise you. Go ahead.
But first, and more importantly, the follow-up from the official Publix account, which is a name searcher evidently because they were not at it in the original tweet. Quote, "The limit does not exist. Your friend should enjoy the chicken tenders. There is no judgment here." Smiley emojis.
Now,
so according to canon, according to Publix canon, literally eating infinite chicken tenders is not bad for you at all, according to Publix itself.
That's legally binding. What I'm telling you, Dak, is that you can eat 500 chicken fingers, and whatever befalls you after that, organ failure, death, long-term coma, being able to levitate, you can sue Publix for all of it.
Transubstantiation.
They just warranted to all of you. They just told you, 100%, no risk here. Are you kidding me? Everybody knows that the most dangerous thing in Florida is chicken fingers.
How are you going to tell a Floridian that they're free of legal consequence for what comes next?
Man, you asked for
the most dangerous man alive.
You asked for it, Publix.
Tell you what, Publix.
Nothing but chicken fingers until I die, and then me and my family taking you to the cleaners.
My dead family.
me and my dead chicken finger stuffed family. We'll see you in heaven court.
The corpses piled up in my kitchen will sue your asses, Publix.
And you know what? I run a daycare. And what you just told me is I can feed those babies. You know what? I got 18-month-olds. You know what they're getting now? Chicken fingers exclusively.
Hey, you know
what? Cut up chicken tenders.
Oh, they didn't say cut up. Where'd they say cut up?
I'm cutting them up. I'm humane.
Yeah, you know what you can do? You can take all those chicken tenders. You can make a golem out of them. Like, just make yourself a chicken tender golem.
Mm-hmm.
And write the words recruit on a sheet of paper. Dip it in glitter. Put it in the head of the golem. And it will recruit better than Dan Mullen.
That's true.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, hey, listen, you know what's got 3 stars? You know what's got 3 stars?
Blade.
The universe. Blade.
That's right. That is correct. Blade is such an awesome movie. I'm like, Blade. I'm not even in character. I'm like, Blade rules.
Blade, thank you for sponsoring the Shutdown Nullcast, first of all.
Talking about the Nulls, sponsored by Wesley Snipes.
I want to be clear, it's not Wesley Snipes, and it's not even like the Blade family of movies. It's just the 1998 film Blade, starring Stephen Dorff.
The Blade Extended. No. The third one has Chris Christopherson in it.
It does. Yeah, but...
The third one Blade has Trinity a lot of. The bangs. Third one has like everybody in it.
Ryan Reynolds is excellent in it, doing all the Ryan Reynolds stuff that he's famous for now.
Yeah, but does it have Stephen Dorff?
There are advantages.
Stephen Dorff could also out recruit Dan Mullen. Yeah, teens don't even know who he is, but they know he's not Dan Mullen.
That's Stephen Dorff is the Jeff Bowden of the Blade extended universe.
Kids just so repulsed by Dan Mullen, they flee to any other adult. Please let me sign for your football program. I don't have a football program. Just act, be cool, man.
Man,
Dan Dolan. Mullen's approaching me with his Jordans.
I like that with Florida. Florida basically looked at Jim McElwain and said, the car is right, but the body kit. We need something with a sturdier body kit, and that's how they got Dan Mullen.
just a wider base.
Same. Let's go ahead and lower that a little bit. Yeah, let's get the F-250 version of Jim McElwain.
I like that he hasn't coached a game and we're already like trash. Coach
was he never wore socks, right? He just had those smelly ass loafers.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we really like Jim McElwain, but like, can his entire personality be based around his shoes and his and like the socks he puts in them?
Right. We really want people to know he has socks on.
Like, just constantly taking
definitely
pictures
got
of,
feet.
Look at his feet are covered.
I just hope someone looks at Dan Mullen and goes, "Hey, man, those are why you got the Crying Man 2018s on." That's it.
Yeah, like that's gonna be the greatest when, like, you know, the current trends, if they were to accelerate or whatever, and suddenly like Adidas is like officially cooler than Nike.
Oh, like, yeah, oh, no, because you know
you should go back to Mississippi State so you can actually recruit.
Go. Oh, all right, y'all want to do a little? Let's do a little schedule preview, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. First up, Florida State got Virginia Tech. Placing a bunch of starters on defense. No linebackers, no secondary. I don't know. Easy no win. We worried? What's to worry about with Virginia Tech?
Nothing. Nothing.
They got like 6 scholarship players.
Over it. Samford, you're not real. You'd probably beat Florida. At Syracuse. Syracuse kind of Pitt Jr. at this point. I think that's fair to say. Here's what I love about the Syracuse game. As a Noel fan, I love playing a team in orange and blue that can actually score touchdowns. It's fun. It's different. That's Noel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
NIU, yeah, we already beat you in a big bowl game. Good to see you again.
Yeah, by the way, Syracuse, you said that, you know, like baby Pitt. I would call them Pity Kong.
Sure.
Shit.
Louisville. I mean, y'all know Louisville's got a new defensive coordinator, right?
Oh, go on.
Mr. Brian Van Gorder. And here's what I love about Bobby Petrino. Between Brian Van Gorder and Todd Grantham a couple years ago, Bobby really does a good job of hiring assistants that make you as the AD say, yeah, I don't think he should be the interim, so Bobby can stay. That's a smart job security.
Well, we have no one on staff qualified to coach this bowl game. So
we have so many. Let's see. There's a wide receivers coach named Zane Petrino. Ah, damn it. Nope. Can't be him either. I guess if it's between Zane and Brian Van Gorder, Zane's getting the job. So that's when Miami.
Win.
Embarrassing. I'm glad we gave you one last year. You know, barely beat the worst Florida State team I ever damn seen. Congratulations. Mm. Wake Forest, win.
Please.
Never again.
Never again.
There's a certain incident or two we don't talk about. Never again.
Listen, sometimes you thought you pressed pause and walked away to heat up some bagel bites, and you didn't press pause, and that's all that happened. Nothing wrong with it, okay?
You come back, and you've committed 37 delay of games in a row. You're on the 1-yard line. And you're just still inching backward.
Mm, still a better game plan than Jeff Bowden would have.
Yeah, that still wouldn't cause Wake Forest to score 31 points.
Mm-hmm. Clemson, you know, I think the coaching gap has been narrowed here considerably, if not eliminated. Not really worried
probably
about that.
Probably eliminated, yeah. Because probably like, their advantage was they had a really young, skinny guy. Now we got an even younger, skinnier guy.
Yeah. All right. Here's what I really want to get to. We're going to play a little game called NC State or Double Florida. The way this game works is I'm going to give you a stat from last year, and you're going to tell me what's higher. NC State's total, just playing the season, or if we doubled Florida's total from last year. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Passing touchdowns.
NC State.
NC State, yeah.
Double Florida edges it out. Double Florida gets 20 to NC State 17. Rushing touchdowns.
Okay. NC State.
NC State wins that one. 35 to double Florida's 30. 20 plus offensive plays of 20 plus yards.
NC State.
Yeah, NC State.
Double Florida's just barely winning this one, 76 to 75. And then the easiest question of all,
that's bullshit.
Wins.
Oh, that would be
is that a tie?
It's nope. NC State wins that 9-8. Yeah. So congratulations, Florida. If you're twice as good as you were last year, you'll be like neck and neck with a good NC State team. Proud of you.
9-8. That's going to be the score in the Florida Kentucky game.
I think NC State is only this successful because of that that NFL quarterback they have, Jacoby Brissett. Where'd he come from?
Florida. He came from Florida.
Oh, so he's a double Florida too then.
Yeah.
He is. That's Dave Doran. He's terrible. Remember, he's one of the best coaches in the nation in the deepest conference. He's awful. He's trash.
He really is like one of those like hot seat extension types, you know?
Well, I mean, NC State people are so confused about, like, you got to lose four games. How you want to do it? Like, where do you want to apportion all of these? Right.
Right.
It's like the entire NC State schedule every single year is a vaccination schedule. They're like, well, you can get these four or five shots all in a bunch and get them over with, or you can space them out. How you want to do it?
Either way, there's going to be a rash.
Yeah.
I think it's more like a pit boss with a ball peen hammer who's like, listen, I got to take four. You tell me which ones. I don't care. They're all toes and fingers to me.
Well, it's three, and then one of them is like, okay, fine. You can keep that toe.
Psych! Blah!
That's the Clemson game every year.
At Notre Dame.
Please.
Join a conference.
Boston College, you know, you just wonder what's going on in Florida.
That's a revenge game, bro.
You just see Florida run. I mean, is it fair to say that Steve Adazio is the second most successful active head coach associated with Florida? I think so.
I think so. Also, this is it's Military Appreciation Day, which is fun because we're going to be running drills on them. That's right. It's going to be a parade of touchdowns. We'll probably lose that game.
Can't spell stolen valor without Knowles.
We're talking about spelling an awful lot for a Florida State podcast.
Yeah, you get college credit. You get college credit for listening to this.
Can I tell you the only thing I need to spell? FSU. That's right. Done.
2013 BCS. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that? I can spell something else. Dan Mullen. I'm just going to keep coming back to this. Because, like, making fun of my own coach before he's ever coached a game feels really good, natural.
I'm hoping to get you to, like, a Westworld state of things by the time September rolls around and you see his weird little face on screen and your eyes kind of go 1,000-yard stare and you just say, that doesn't look like anything to me.
I don't see a coach there.
Also, you're wearing a bandolier and a prairie dress in this scenario.
That might be true. Anyway. Yeah.
He looks like one of those animatronic bears from Disney. They just sort of like reshaped into
the country bears.
Well, welcome everybody. Won't you sit down?
I mean, if you've ever seen him do karaoke, it's indistinguishable.
True. Let's see.
Are we talking about Spencer or Dan Mullen?
Both.
Both.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Florida.
I mean.
Yeah.
Florida.
Oh, let's see. See if we can get Dan Mullen a shutout. See if we can end that pitiful streak they got.
I'm just impressed Florida players even know what weapons are at this point.
Evidently not. Go
contrary. Asked and answered.
Asked and answered.
What are you waving around? It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Like, how are we going to attack this defense? Well, we're going to get something, you know, too wide to really be swung quickly, you know, kind of flat, just wide and flat, just sort of flail.
Then we're going to get some guns that don't really shoot, but they might scare them into shooting us. This is a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good plan that's successful.
I mean, I would think that you'd be more careful and understand that anybody could smoke you at any time if you're Florida, if you lost to Georgia Southern.
Don't even need a fire shot. Just keep you on the ground.
No, just ground and pound. It's all you need.
That's why they got the frying pan. They're like, I've seen this work.
The frying pan is a shield. That's what it is.
Worst Zelda players like, ever.
Instead of Captain America, that's Captain Florida.
It's dangerous. Take this with you.
It's dangerous. Take this. You might want eggs.
You know, it leaves a little bit of iron with the food, so it's adding nutrition with every meal.
I have that's it through the whole schedule, right? We're 12-0 in the playoff, 12-0, all that.
12-0 in the playoff.
Beat whatever shit the Coastal Division burps up, and then we're in the playoff.
Yeah. I mean, it's a garbage schedule against some teams that just really aren't very talented. Strongest, deepest conference in the nation.
Depending on which way the wind blows.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Wake Forest, they're garbage. They're trash. They're never going to be good. Clawson's done an amazing job there. It's just another what? Difficult.
Holly, we got some things to catch you up on.
That doesn't look like anything about
old Dave Clawson.
Don't worry, Dave Doran turned down the Tennessee job.
I was cleaning
so.
Out my three or four. God damn you! 3 or 4 moves ago, I was cleaning off an old bulletin board, and I found a post-it note that I had passed Spencer in the press box during a game in the Clawson era. And in all caps, it says, "I hate Dave Clawson more than I hate smallpox, because at least that was eradicable."
Mm-hmm. Plus, you got a blanket out of it.
I really...
Jeez, God, you really did go to Florida.
Coaching at Wake Forest is a lot like... Seriously, man, coaching at Wake Forest and being like a sort of moderately successful cult leader, same job. Right? How big's the community? It's about 5,000 people.
Will it get bigger than that? No. No, it definitely won't.
No, I've topped out. My scriptures and my writings are too disturbing for the mainstream.
that famous picture of the very empty ACC championship, that's kind of like the picture of like a cult's like final moment, right?
Oh, that's Jonestown. That's Jonestown for sure.
Was that Boston College, Virginia Tech?
No, it was Wake Forest.
Any team in this conference could beat anybody else in the country. Nothing but bowl teams, garbage conference.
I call the ACC the Marianas Trench because it's very deep, but there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Except James Cameron.
Yeah, except for a trash bag.
ACC legend, James Cameron.
Yeah, I love Terminator 2. I wish he and Blade would get married.
Actually, Bobby Petrino and James Cameron got a lot in common.
Did James like wreck that little one man submarine with his like mistress?
No, just see Petrino crashing different vehicles.
He'll crash anything, man. Put him anywhere on God's green earth, he'll find a vehicle to crash.
That's why putting him in the ACC is so dangerous. You want to let that man near a submersible vehicle?
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my house and watch Avatar?